With all the visionary fervor of his imagination, its fondest dreams fell short of the reality. He died in ignorance of the real grandeur of his discovery. Until his last breath, he entertained the idea that he had merely opened a new way to the old resorts of opulent commerce, and had discovered some of the wild regions of the East. What visions of glory would have broken upon his mind could he have known that he had indeed discovered a new continent, equal to the old world in magnitude, and separated by two vast oceans from all the earth hitherto known by civilized man. How would his magnanimous spirit have been consoled amid the afflictions of age and the cares of penury, the neglect of a fickle public, and the injustice of an ungrateful king? Could he have anticipated the splendid empires which would arise in the beautiful world he had discovered, and the nations and tongues and languages which were to fill its land with his renown, and to revere and bless his name to the latest posterity?